Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
We're going to get to Dana's story here in just a moment. Quick story here, though. Out of Australia, researchers have found that restricting your eating to between the hours of 7 in the morning and 3 o'clock in the afternoon may help you lose weight and lower your blood pressure. The randomized clinical trial of 90 obese adults in the United States found that people who only ate during that restricted period, 7 a.m. to 3 p.m., lost 5 pounds more weight compared to those who ate over 12 or more hours. They also lowered their blood pressure over a 14-week period. Okay.
There's actually been a lot of studies into that. It gives your body more time to digest what you ate prior and... Okay. I don't know.
I saw a headline last night that made me gag because you know that I don't drink milk ever, but I love cheese, cottage cheese, sour cream.
You don't drink milk?
I cannot stand milk. Like if you offered me a cold glass of milk, I want to just throw up at the thought of it.
That's delicious.
Oh, I love it.
I like whole milk.
So this headline, or as my daughter called it, creamy milk. When they were little, they'd go, "Mom, can we get the creamy milk?"
What do you put on cereal?
I don't eat cereal.
I remember the day that my mom changed to 2% reduced fat, and it was hell.
That's child abuse.
So this was on Channel 9's website last night. I clicked on it because there are various websites out there suggesting that milk in certain circumstances is more hydrating than water. Praised for its calcium and protein content, milk is also great for hydration. It says, want to stay hydrated,
vegans,
but not a fan of sipping plain water all day? You're not the only one. Getting the generally recommended 8-ish glasses of water a day can feel like a chore, but ordinary H2O isn't your only option. Other hydrating fluids and water-dense foods can help satisfy it. Milk is one of them.
I had no idea you hated milk so much. What do you put in coffee?
Ooh, that is true. You do use milk-based creamer.
I just mean straight alone milk.
Okay. Okay.
I cannot do it.
Chocolate milk?
In two studies, researchers found that milk is associated with a lower urine output compared to water. And drinking milk and not having to go immediately after is an indicator that its hydrating effects last longer. Milk, by the way, is about 90% water.
Somebody on the text line is recommending that you watch a show. It must be a documentary or something called Cowspiracy.
Okay.
Never heard of it.
You know, like we're the only species that drinks another animal's milk. Like we're not everyone does that, but we do that.
Yeah, we're the only species that's also developed nuclear weapons and can fly and float on the water and walk on the land at the same. I mean,
okay.
We're highly developed species. We're also the only species that wears clothes.
That is true. I've checked.
When Chris got home last night, I forced him to get in bed and watch Grease with me because I'm so shattered at the loss of Olivia Newton-John. And I sang all of the songs and it made me feel better. And if you're looking for a pick-me-up this week, you're not going to find it in a glass of milk. You will find it watching Grease with Olivia Newton-John.
Wait a minute.
And Chris came home and I go, I just need you to lay here and I'm going to sing Summer Nights. And he did.
Is he ever coming home again?
No, he literally was like, okay, here we go.
So that's why there's a bed in the new closet.
I go, have you ever seen this movie start to finish? And he's like, yeah. And I'm like, you are lying. He's a liar.
Liar. He had never seen Grease. I have never seen Grease.
He humored me and he laid there and was on his phone. No. He's like, I'll watch it. No, I get it. Living New Dawn, a very big deal. And I'm like, that was the soundtrack of my childhood.
He's over there rewatching the Super Bowl win.
Wait.
He was watching Plane Land on the app where the planes land. He's so weird.
Probably more exciting. Why would you force someone to watch a movie that you know they're not going to like?
Women do that to men all the time.
I know. Why?
Because I want him to know the joy that is that production.
But you know that he will get no joy from it, right? You knew that going in. There is no chance in hell that my sweet husband, Kansas City's Anchorman, is going to enjoy this.
Don't you do things for Kelly, your new wife, that like otherwise you would not do?
Did I or did I not watch Dirty Dancing?
You went to a black tie Saturday night, which I can assure our listeners never would have happened without your wife.
That is right. That is true. And by the way, I've thanked you multiple times.
No, I'm just saying, it's not your thing. Normally, you're like, eh, not my thing.
I don't like wearing suits. They feel very constricting to me. Mm-hmm. And while I was there, I had a wonderful time. I will let you know that when we got into the car, I virtually disrobed.
Yeah. Not a big fan of the suit and tie.
No. God, no.
Big fan. Big fan of the casual work day.
I am. I don't know when they end this show. I don't know what I'm going to do. Presume it will be something outdoors where I can dress how I want.
Okay.
I could not work in an office. I just can't do it.
We have to talk about Anne Heche. What has happened? Where is the toxicology? They said she was in stable condition yesterday, which I don't believe because if you look at that car, it looks like it's been on fire for 10 days.
Yeah.
And now they're saying she's in a coma.
That's right. Story here from CNN. Anne Heche has remained in critical condition since crashing her car into an LA home on Friday, according to a representative for the actress. Quoting here from her spokesperson, quote, over the weekend, a representative stated that Anne was in stable condition. That information was inaccurate. She has always remained in critical condition, slipping into a coma following the accident. She has a significant pulmonary injury requiring mechanical ventilation and burns that require surgical intervention. Earlier Monday, CNN reported that Heche is under investigation for DUI and hit and run.
Well, there's video of that car hitting and running.
Yes.
Let's be clear. And then she speeds away at speeds estimated to be around 100 miles an hour before she strikes that house.
Now, on a residential street, we should note. Roughly, it was just a little bit under 100 miles an hour down a residential street.
It took 60 firefighters an hour, 5 minutes to extinguish the blaze in that house. Say that again. 60 firefighters an hour and 5 minutes to put that fire out.
Okay. I hope she's all right. And if she was drinking or doing drugs before that accident, I certainly hope they prosecute her and put her away. Because she damn near killed the woman inside that house. And that house burned to the ground.
She says there was fire everywhere. It was all around us. It had spread from the car to the house. The smoke was getting thick. I kept hoping the fire department was there, but they hadn't come yet. And eventually I had to leave for my own safety. That's one of the tenants that was in that home. And if you haven't looked up the photos, look them up because that house is gone. We're going to talk about fire this hour, specifically the garage fire and the ignition point for not one people, not two people, not three people, but more than that of people I know that have recently lost their house and the fires are starting in the garage.
We'll also do terrible jokes coming your way at 3:45 this afternoon here on Dana and Parks. We'll get to Dana's story here in just a second, but very quickly, some breaking news from CNN where police in Albuquerque say they have detained a man they say is the primary suspect in the killings of four Muslim men. According to the Albuquerque police chief, Harold Medina, and quoting here from his Twitter account, "We tracked down the vehicle believed to be involved in a recent murder of a Muslim man in Albuquerque. The driver was detained, and he is our primary suspect for the murders. We will update the media later on this afternoon." Okay.
Good. So let's take that live.
They have made an arrest or
good
taken somebody into custody they believe is the prime suspect in the killings of four Muslim men over the last year and a half or year or so in Albuquerque, New Mexico.
So I had dinner with a very dear girlfriend of mine last night who was mentioning to me that a friend of a friend just lost their home, and it was a fire that started in the garage. And we get to talking about it, and I said, "God, didn't our friend Steve just lose his house in a garage fire?" And she starts going down the list of the people we know, mutual friends, that have had this happen. And there have been several in the last year or year and a half. And they've all started, Scott, in the garage. And two of them were faulty wiring in the garage refrigerator.
Hmm.
And one of them had something to do with a propane tank. And we're trying to get our good friend Jason Rhodes, this spokesman for the Overland Park Fire Department, to call in here in a little bit, as well as one of the victims to call in. Because what scared me about this conversation and the reason I want to share it with all of our listeners is that when you think about most people's homes, even if you put a smoke detector in that garage, you are not going to hear that if your master bedroom is on the opposite side of the house. And a lot of homes are constructed that way.
Yeah.
And one of the things my girlfriend told me last night was that with brand new construction, they are starting to wire the fire alert systems into the home and into the garage in a way that with your house, Scott, and my house, I don't know when your house was built. My house is 30 years old. We don't have that. You would have to go in and retroactively add that.
Mm-hmm.
But she said, "I'm starting to tell everybody," and she said, "I called my husband today, that we have to get fire protection and or suppression in the garage." Because all of these fires we were talking about happened in the middle of the night. And I was talking to one of my buddies today about it, and he said to me, the problem with our fire, it wasn't the smoke, it wasn't the heat, we did not know. And I'm going to show you a photo of that fire. He said, we heard popping noises, very loud, weird popping noises. And their master, again, is on the other side of the house from that garage. I said to him, when you opened the garage door, what did you see? And he replied to me, had I opened the garage door, I would be dead.
From the backdraft?
Yeah.
Huh. That car that in that picture you just showed me, I don't think that's drivable.
It destroys everything around it. And if you have a split level, what scares me about the garage fire is that the bedrooms are generally above that garage. And so I had you look this up. Like, what is it about the garage fire? Is it that more and more people have that beer fridge in the garage?
You do not apparently want a refrigerator or a freezer. You know, some people put a deep freezer in the garage. A lot of people put the beer fridge in the garage. Listen to this. If the room or the garage is very hot, and keep in mind how hot it's been here lately, your garage, when you've maybe gone back out into the garage at, you know, 7 o'clock at night, it gets very warm in there. It means the compressor on the refrigerator freezer is working almost constantly. When the compressor is working even properly, it gets extremely hot and can cause a fire. Jason Rhodes, the spokesman with the Overland Park Police Department, joining us on the KMBZ hotline. Jason, good afternoon. Hello.
Good afternoon. I'm with Overland Park Fire.
So glad to talk to you, Jason Rhodes. It's Dana. I am calling you all day and begging you, I know you're busy, to weigh in a little bit on this. We have had a couple of these in Overland Park, a couple of these out south where I live in Leawood. I'm sure other people, our phones are already ringing with similar stories. What do you tell people to do as far as smoke prevention and fire detection specifically in the garage?
Yeah, I don't think you're going to see a lot of smoke alarms in garages, and that's probably typically for a number of reasons. One, codes don't require smoke alarms in garages generally because it's not a living space. Two, you know, garages are generally built with fire containment in mind, so they use a heavier sheetrock and usually a solid core door leading into the residence, so they're actually built so that should fire occur there, it contains that fire for quite a bit of time, hopefully. You know, additionally, some of the things that contribute to fires in the garage might be, you know, fire load. You might have people who have a lot of contents there. Again, I think you were talking about electrical issues. It's not uncommon to see, you know, overloaded outlets and things like that in garages. And sometimes it's just human behavior. You know, sometimes we see garage fires caused by people maybe storing or disposing of spent charcoal from the grill in a non-approved container, or you know, extinguishing their smoking materials in a trash can or something like that. So there's a myriad of causes for those fires.
Not to put you on the spot, and if you don't know the answer, that's totally fine, Jason. But back on July 11th, there was one of these garage fires, and there was a propane tank in the garage as well. And we have propane tanks in our garage because our grill is in the garage. Do you remember the cause of that fire? Was it the propane tank, or is there any cause yet on that fire?
143rd and Null, by the way.
So I don't know the exact cause of that fire. I'm not sure if the fire cause was determined or not, but I know that our folks would generally recommend against storing propane tanks in your garage. Those would be better stored outside. You can always usually remove those from the grill if need be, but they themselves may not be the fire hazard as far as causing the fire, but certainly they're fuel to the fire if they become involved. So it's just like storing flammables in your garage. If you're going to have flammable liquids in the garage, we would love to see those in a approved cabinet of some sort that contains fire, metal cabinet or something. We'd love to see those, you know, in limited quantities and organized and things like that. So it's just any of those things you can do, those precautionary steps you can take to limit A, the amount of fuel to a fire, and B, reduce causes of fire, are going to be very helpful.
Jason Rhodes with the Overland Park Fire Department. Do appreciate the call in. That is the loudest ring I think I've ever heard in my entire life.
That's the bat phone, Jason. Answer it.
I apologize for that.
You're so fine, my friend. Be well.
Be well, buddy. Be well. Do appreciate
he answers
the call.
A lot of media calls. I never thought about the metal cabinet. Think about the things most people have in their garage that are not good if something goes south. Paint.
Yep.
Fuel for your mower. Propane tank, clearly your cars. We are putting fire suppression in our garage. Like, it's happening. I just said to Chris, get that refrigerator out of there. That thing's probably 30 years old. We keep frozen pizza in it.
Telephone number here, 913-586-7798. 913-586-7798. Quick break. Sam Stevie, Dana Wright, Scott Parks on KMBZ.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
From the text line, 9351 says, since we're talking about garages and refrigerators, please tell people, writes 9351, that a garage is a terrible place for a refrigerator. In the winter, it will not run enough. In the summer, it runs overtime. Refrigerators are meant to run in a climate-controlled environment.
Okay, I love that they just said that. Refrigerators are meant to run in a climate-controlled environment. Do they sell specifically garage refrigerators?
I'll look it up.
Because
I don't know the answer to that.
This is from Las Vegas Fire Rescue, and they would know. One of the things they are saying is many people have refrigerators or freezers in the garage, not cooled by an air conditioner. And yes, the compressor has to work too hard. If the room or garage gets very hot, like most people's do, it means the compressor on the refrigerator freezer could work almost constantly. And when the compressor is working even properly, it gets extremely hot and can cause a fire.
They're called garage-ready refrigerators.
Got it.
They run anywhere between $700 for Frigidaire at Best Buy to $1,300 for a Gladiator. Okay.
These cause many fires, by the way. This is the second time I've heard this today. These cause many fires if used with appliances and extension cords. This says extension cords should not be used with a refrigerator or freezer or air conditioning unit.
I was shocked. I did not know there were garage-ready. That's what they're called, garage-ready refrigerators. Based on this one site, the top garage-ready refrigerator is the Kenmore top freezer refrigerator with LED lighting. Okay. Telephone number is 913-586-7798, but let's be honest. I would imagine, it would just be a guess on my part, that most of your friends' beer fridges are not the garage-ready fridges. These are just the refrigerator we had before we got the new one.
Correct.
And we just moved this one into the garage to freeze the beer and the pizza. David in Kansas City. Hello, David.
Hello.
Hi there.
That's what actually doesn't make sense to me is because think how houses have evolved over the years. My house I just moved out of was built in 72. In 72, you could have ductwork and you could have drains in your garage. They weren't really living spaces or part of a living space. But now when you entertain and you have people over, a garage is almost a living space. It's a part of the house people gather in. So now that we gather in it, people have fridges and stuff in them. Code says you cannot have ductwork and you cannot have drains. They know that these things are going to be put in there, but you're not allowed to put climate control in there. You have to buy $1,000 mini splits just to heat and cool your garage. It's like they've worked themselves into that corner to have house fires when they know this is what people use garages for.
Yeah, I hadn't even thought about it, but my older home in Roland Park had a drain in the garage. The newer house that we bought last year in Shawnee does not. I didn't even think about that.
They're not allowed to. So my older house in 72 did, The one I live in now is like 25, 26 years old. It has no drain, and it has no ductwork.
Huh. David, thank you for the call, man, and the information. Do appreciate it. Gerald in Shawnee. Gerald, hello.
Hi. Listen, folks, a couple of things I wanted to run by you. I have always made it a practice to have a fire extinguisher in every room in the house.
Yeah.
Just for general practice, and know how to use it, because you always shoot it at the base of the fire. But also, we use strips that are have breakers on them when we plug things in, and that way, if they something gets too hot, it'll kick the breaker. Now, that doesn't warn you about fires like you're talking about in the garage and so forth, but it does do some things that people don't often think about, because it can give you a few minutes to get out of the house or to get your way through,
yep.
You know, whatever it might be. So, you know, even though I'm 80 years old, I still practice that to this day. I've got a fire extinguisher in every room here, and I know where all the exits are, and I have a system to get out of here, and that's the main thing.
Does that system include run like hell?
That, well, it means keep your shoes by the bed, but you know what pajamas are used for, don't you?
Keep it clean, but what?
Oh, it is. It's clean. Just keep beside the bed in case of fire.
Oh.
Okay.
I thought there was a dirty joke in there somewhere,
but
Gerald.
But you don't want to be running out naked, you know, when there's a fire, and then you've got to meet the fire guy, and you're like, sorry. Don't sleep with my clothes on. Didn't have time to put the pajamas on. This is why Gerald said keep them by the bed.
That's right. Peter, Shawnee. Hello, Peter.
Hello, both of you. Hey, you're both together. And I don't know if this came up on the refrigerator issue. There is a actually, Frigidaire makes a part that's about $25 or $30 for exactly that, to put on your garage refrigerator. It's meant for certain models, I'm sure, of Frigidaire. That's number one. Number two, when you say it's a Kenmore, Kenmores can be made by anybody.
Okay.
I mean, it could be Whirlpool, could be GE, could be whoever, LG.
But you're saying there's an adapter that will help with fire prevention, so you don't have to go out and buy a brand new fridge or freezer, which I would never do to store, you know, like we've got Marie Callender, you know, pot pies in that freezer that probably have been there 10 years, Peter. I'm never going to eat that stuff. I don't even know why we have it.
Sure, you should, just to see how much freezer burns on it.
Right.
And you know, we used to keep our freezer in the, in the garage, which is crazy. But anyhow, this is an adapter that needs to be installed internally on the on a Frigidaire refrigerator. So it is called a garage kit for a refrigerator. So how you
garage
like that?
Kit for a refrigerator. All right.
Right. I'll give you the model number or part number. But anyhow, I just looked it up to make sure I was right. So that's it.
Peter, thank you for the call, man. Ben in Overland Park. Ben, hello.
Good. How's everybody doing today?
Well, we're doing better than we deserve. Thank you.
I learned my lesson about 10 years ago. I bought a Kenmore freezer from Kmart when they were going out of business, put it in my basement inside the house. I didn't know anything about garage ready at that point. Moved 3 years ago, put it in the garage. 2 weeks ago when it got hot as it did, yeah, it went out. So I went to Home Depot. I've got a GE garage ready freezer, and it tells you that they protect, that motor is good from 0 degrees to 110 degrees.
Okay.
And even though it's a garage ready freezer, it's not going in the garage. It's going in the basement.
So yeah, because Ben,
I
worry at 110 degrees on the hottest day in Kansas City, the garage is going
to
be hotter than that. And certainly
in
Vegas.
Yeah. See, well, my grandson was working in the garage last week, and he had the door wide open. So the sun was just beating down on that freezer.
Keep going.
Oh, and a day later, it just quit.
Okay, all right. Hey, Ben.
He's listening to us and him, and then us, and then him. And then he's talking.
All right. Chris in Overland Park, you get the last word. By the way, the text line is now open for terrible jokes, which we will start in just a matter of minutes. So if you have a terrible joke and you want to hear it on the air, it's 913-586-7798. Make sure it is arable but terrible. And Chris, you get the last word. Hello, Chris.
So I wanted to let you know that the reason why you can't air condition your garage anymore is fire code. And you, with new construction, when the garage is built, they have to completely seal the garage space from the living space of the house with fireproof drywall, fireproof caulk. So like in the walls where the wiring runs through the walls, through the 2x4s, they have to take a fireproof caulk and caulk a hole after the wire has gone through it so that if a car were to catch on fire, the flames would not penetrate through into the house and kill people. They would have enough time to actually evacuate. But I do want to give you a good laugh. There is a book, a children's book called B is for Beer. And there was the interview with the author, and the host of the radio program asked him why he wrote the book, and he said, because every kid needs to know why Dad has his own fridge in the garage.
All right, man. Hey, do appreciate the call, Chris. Thank you for it. All right. The text line number is the same as the call-in number. It's 913-586-7798. This is the portion of the program where you start sending in your terrible jokes, the ones that you want to hear on the air. You know the rules. They have to be terrible. They have to be airable. In short, they're dad jokes, what are commonly referred to as dad jokes. Stupid, dumb, terrible, but airable jokes.
Would you like an example?
Oh, please.
Sam, yes, please. An
hey, Scott.
Hey, Sam, what's
so
going on,
buddy?
So
a man sued an airline company after they thought they couldn't find his luggage.
Oh, my.
Yeah, he lost the case.
Okay.
Wow.
There's one.
Starting off strong.
Mm-hmm. All right, we'll get to your terrible jokes in just a moment on Terrible Joke Tuesday here on Dana and Parks. It is time for one of our favorite segments of the week. It is time, ladies and gentlemen, for Terrible Joke Tuesday, where the joke has to be terrible but airable. Keep in mind, we have kids in the car. The text line is 586-7798.
Hey, Scott.
Hey, Sam over there. What's up, buddy?
Have you ever heard the definition of a will?
Definition of a will? No.
Yeah, it's a dead giveaway.
Did I tell you, Scott, a little odd, but tonight we're going to be having Himalayan rabbit stew for dinner.
Oh.
Yeah, we found Himalayan in the road.
Hey, Dana.
Yes, Scott.
This is from 4360. What did the socks say to the pants?
What did the socks say to the pants?
What's up, britches?
Hey, Dana.
Yes, Sam.
This one from 7212. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Dwayne.
Dwayne who?
Dwayne the bathtub. I'm drowning.
Oh, hey, Sam.
Yeah, Dana.
Did you know after an unsuccessful harvest, the farmer decided to try a career in music? I know that sounds weird.
Huh.
He had a ton of sick beats.
Chaos. Wow. Sam.
Yeah.
I'm going to go stand outside, all right?
All right.
If anyone asks, I'm outstanding.
Mm. Hey, Scott.
Yeah, Sam.
Did I tell you last night that I had a dream that I was a muffler?
No.
I don't know why. I woke up exhausted.
Hey, Sam.
Yes, Dana.
I tell you the other day, my friend was showing me his tool shed, and he pointed to a ladder. It was really weird. Hmm. He said, that's my stepladder. I never knew my real ladder.
Okay. Hey, Dana.
What?
What do you call an insane bike trail?
What do you call an insane bike trail?
It's a cycle path.
Hey, Sam, did you know your pupils are the last part to stop working when you die?
Really? Mm. I never heard.
They dilate.
That's a good one. That was pretty funny. Hey, Sam.
Yes.
I tell you, I'm not going to wear glasses anymore.
Really?
Yeah,
why?
I've seen enough.
Hey, Dana.
Yes, Sam.
What do you call a bear with no teeth?
I don't know. What do you call a bear with
gummy
no teeth?
Gummy bear.
Of all the inventions of the last 100 years, Scott, did you know the dry erase board has to be the most remarkable?
Yours are good today.
Hey, Dana.
What?
What did the judge say when the skunk walked in the courtroom?
Ooh, I don't know. What did the judge say when the skunk walked in the courtroom?
Odor in the court?
Hey, Sam.
Yes, Scott.
Where did Captain Hook buy his hook?
I don't know.
At the secondhand store. That's from 7964.
Hey, Sam, did I tell you once my hotel tried to charge me $10 extra for air conditioning?
No.
Yeah, that wasn't cool.
Hey, Dana.
Yes, Scott.
You know, I had a crazy dream last night. I was swimming in an ocean of orange soda.
Oh.
Yeah, turns out it was a fantasy.
Oldie but a goodie. Hey, Scott.
Yeah, buddy.
Did I tell you about the time they accidentally buried someone alive?
No.
Yeah, it was a grave mistake.
Hmm. Did you know, Sam, it's easier to convince ladies not to eat Tide Pods?
Really?
Yeah, it's harder to deter gents.
So bad. Wow. That is so bad.
Scott, did you know I asked my date the other night to meet me at the gym? He never showed up. I guess the two of us aren't going to work out.
Oh, you're good today. Hey, Dana.
Yes, Scott.
You know, my wife asked me if I've seen the dog bowl. Hmm. I said I didn't know he could.
Hey, Scott.
Yeah, buddy.
Why did Karen press Control-Alt-Delete?
I don't know.
She needed to speak with the task manager.
Mm. Hey, Sam, did I found,
yes.
Tell you I found a wooden shoe in my toilet the other day? Very strange.
Really?
It was clogged.
Hey, Sam over there.
Yes, Scott.
How do mermaids clean their fins?
I don't know.
With Tide.
Hey, Scott, did you hear that Leavenworth Prison is going to start letting the convicts take their own mugshots?
Oh.
They're going to call them selfies.
Yeah. Hey, Sam over there.
Yes.
What did the ocean, this is from 2229, what did the ocean say to the beach?
I don't know.
Nothing, it just waved.
Hey, Sam.
Yes.
A panic-stricken man explained to his doctor, "You have to help me, I think I'm shrinking!" "Now settle down," the doctor calmly told him. "You'll just have to learn to be a little patient."
Hey, Dana.
Yeah?
What did the fish say when he hit a brick wall?
I don't know.
Damn!
What do you call a bundle of hay in a church, Sam?
I don't know, Dana. What do you call it?
Christian Bale.
We'll leave it at that one.
All right. News is next on Dana and Parks.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.